unwrap that, brother, please. And yeah. Go ahead. Well, I'm not ashamed to eat in front of people. I'm going to eat a slice right in front of the live television. Okay.
So we just gonna
Yeah.
Let's scoot it to the camera to see that. See the crispy in there?
It's moist, you know what I'm saying?
It's moist.
I ain't trying to touch everybody. It's like, you got to get the ASMR right here.
He all good.
He said the ASMR. Yeah, he's about to get crumbs everywhere. Jesus.
You about to get it.
It's about to be good.
Yeah.
You ain't got to lift it up off the... Keep it on the...
I'm trying
to... It's sacred, man.
I got to... Like, I don't know if it's coming from the bottom or...
Like he hold it like a pizza.
There you go, see?
I'm trying to see where it's coming from.
You got it. It's already.
You
already see an edge right
there.
Oh,
it's on the bottom?
Uh-huh. Yeah, get up on that mic, Frank. You got to get up on it. Yeah.
You good.
There it is. Now go.
Yeah, check. One check.
Yeah. Well, good. Mic check, 1-2. Mic check, 1-2.
We start a show right now.
Are we cutting it? Are we...
Yep.
He trying to smash on the...
I am.
On the...
If y'all don't want a slice, y'all can wait till late and be bougie. I'm going to eat. They said they want it real. I'm giving them real. Okay? All right, Franklin, go ahead and crack it off. Why they... Right. Yeah, why...
Let's get it.
That's your camera right there.
Welcome.
You can get one too, bro. I don't care about the... Yeah, this, they want real. We giving them real.
All right, let's get it. All right. Welcome to another episode of the Self-Mastery Audio Experience Podcast. My name is Franklin Jennings. To my left, I got my boy Michael Maestro Turner.
Yeah.
What's up, brother? To my right, I got Justin Ross of JC Desserts. And then, of course, we've got a very special guest.
Yes.
Miss Kim,
the extraordinary,
the founder and owner of Gimme Pound,
yeah,
in the house. And of course, we've got got Pound Cake in the house as well. You know,
literally.
And my illustrious co-host, I want to sit here and watch. I'm finna eat.
He about to go in. Bro, you go ahead. I might sneak one.
You got to do. I ain't sneaking nothing.
He about to.
Nope.
Took a good slice too. But
go ahead.
great to see everybody, man. Glad we got here safely and all. And Stroh's got him some pound cake to share. But man, you know, something happened. Some special things happened this week.
What's the website? Tell me. Don't tell me.
What is the website? Give me pound.
Gimmepound.com.
Gimmepound.com. If you're looking to place your orders, definitely. Check it out. But yo, man, you ain't gonna share that with nobody?
Go ahead, break it off.
I'm just kidding.
He said break
it off. I'm gonna get my own.
Yeah, I'm doing it. Y'all looking pretty. I'm like, bro, I'm ready. All right, go ahead.
But yo, man, just wanna catch up real quick. Something, you know, special happened this week, man. Just, you know, you repping Route 5, but tell the people exactly what that's about and, you know, some things that happened this week, or last week rather, that impacted Route 5, Verina, John Rolfe, all that little that kind of strip right there of schools.
Yeah, so first of all, shout out to Verina High School, my alma mater, right? 05. I want to say that it was just really special how things happened. There's been a lot of change in leadership and everything, and we always forward, right?
Right.
Forward. So I ain't finna give no light to whatever
what was going on before. Right.
All I know is that shout out to Miss Sears, the principal there now.
Okay.
It is just more, I get it, going on. And so it's like, when I say she gets it, it was instant. So
yeah, break that down.
All right, so first of all, just randomly, I haven't been to Verina all year.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been to Verina all year. And that was awkward. You know what I'm saying? Because you know how I love going to schools.
But
what happened was us working on this coaching has been really... Me and Franklin have been putting a lot of time in on the coaching.
True.
And so
true.
With that, it's just you look up October. Yep. Look up November. And I'm just like, I called Ms. August. I said, what's going on? She said, yo, I'm sick. I don't know if I got cold or what. I said, okay. So I said, well, just hit me up. You know what I'm saying? And then it just... Something got pressed on me, and I was like, because normally I just wait. And then something pressed on me. And I walked up to Verina. Mm. I drove up there randomly this week. And, man, I walk in, And I sat down in the chair. I walked up to the lady and I said, when I got in the car, when I was in the car, I was like, I'm sending the Holy Spirit before me. Mm-hmm. That was the difference. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we love to be extra, you know, like we really be, and it don't be like that all the time. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go ahead and admit I don't pray as much as I should. All right. And so with me, I had to be like, okay, this time I'm fully.
Yeah, something was different.
Oh, here you go. I'm fully getting in the Uber this time. I'm not going to be like, are we there yet? What gas station we stopping at, God? I'm in the Uber now.
Right.
So I literally went into this situation sitting in the back with the phone like, I'm playing Candy Crush. God driving now. Mm-hmm. And that's literally how I approached it. So I went in there and I said, may I speak to the principal? She said, do you have an appointment? I said, absolutely not.
Right.
And then I'm a national motivation speaker.
Got the right words, yeah.
Had to use the right buzzwords, right? Mm-hmm. Boom, boom. All right, so she'll be right out. All right, it was like her lunch break, so since the girl's ready, you know what I'm saying? So she came out like 20 minutes later. That whole 20 minutes I spent that praying. You know,
wow.
God, you know what I really can do. And this ain't about money, clearly.
Right.
If you're going into these schools and you got money on your mind first, you should just go ahead and do golf. Do something different. But it's literally like, I love this stuff. I still see students from before the pandemic that I was speaking to, and they handed me my stuff at Chick-fil-A, or I see them at Target, and they're like, yo, you changed my life. So, all 18 years. Yeah. Changed my life. All 18 years. You got a lot of little years to go. But thank you. And
that's
so,
right.
You know, it's very, very, it's very special. And so, as soon as I went in there, she was like, hey, I was like, yeah. I said, we met at TJ. You used to be the principal at TJ, but we never followed through. And that's most of the issue. Like, a lot of times I don't have follow through.
That's
because
big.
As soon as they start a school year, they have every intention of bringing me in.
Yeah.
And then it'll be SOLs. Mm-hmm. Fights are happening.
Yeah.
And that's what's
finding
really
that
happening.
Window.
People be like, yo, Tro, why you came to school? I'm like, yo, it's politics as usual. It's not necessarily they don't want to bring me.
Right.
It's all of a sudden you look up and it's November. Right. All of a sudden you look up and it's spring.
And that's like, life
a
right
whole
there.
Another
yeah.
year.
Yeah.
And then it's life on my end. First of all, I'm not... I can't.
Right.
I coach people on how to learn how to charge. Mm-hmm. So I can't walk in these schools begging to speak for free.
Right.
You know what
right.
I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So this is part of my ministry side of things. Mm-hmm. And so I go in there and she's like, yeah, just go ahead and get on my books. And see, I turned to the secretary. Secretary said, Maestro! And I was like, thank you, God. She was like, oh, okay.
Jeez.
Okay. Then Miss Noah come around the corner. Maestro! I was
back.
Like, oh.
Got it.
That's why I prayed first, God. I'm in the Uber. I'm in the Uber.
That's
you know what I'm saying, Kim? And by me being in the Uber, there are some things that happens when you trust God versus trusting yourself. There are some things that happen when you trust God versus leaning on your own understanding. Your little one times one equals one. That's not in God's multiplication. There's never a time that he multiplies. You don't get more. I'm not on man stuff no more.
That's
you
good.
Know what I'm saying? I'm getting loud. Okay. But I'm just.
Don't
man,
get us kicked out.
Man's knowledge is just not far enough.
That's good.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
and there's
good.
Another level. So I'm Uber now.
Yeah.
And there's never going to be a time. Matter of fact, we were supposed to pray before we started the podcast. We're going to blame that
for the pound gate.
We're going to put it on the cake.
Got you all distracted. Cake.
Father, we come to you humbly, know how. Bless this podcast that somebody is on the fence, they'll just decide to maybe have a conversation with you. We ain't even trying to get to church yet. We just want them to have a conversation with you. In Jesus' name,
amen.
All right. So, like, I'm talking about really, like, it was, you couldn't have wrote it. It was like out of a movie, right?
I like that.
And then I go straight over to John Roth. I'm like, uh-oh, it's still on me. And I hit Timon right now. Timon said, no, it ain't on you. It's in you, bro. I was like,
yeah,
ooh.
Yeah.
Shout out to Timon. You know we're going to get him in next
oh,
month.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So I went over to John Roth, and the exact same thing happened. Yeah. I'm talking about straight out of a comic book. It was like I wrote it. I walked in. There was a kid getting suspended. And I was like, bro, are you smart or are you dumb? He said, I'm smart. I said, I know you are. I said, $100 if you get no F's. He said, I got two F's. I said, well, I had four and I failed the sixth grade. So what I want you to do is I want you to get these two apps up off you. I'm about to cash you out. And when I come back, I'm telling all your friends you don't like money. He said, don't do me like that, Stro. Don't do me like that. Yeah, I said, bro, I'm telling it ain't about grades no more. You don't like money. You know what I'm saying? So we good. Simple, yeah. So anyway, that was a good thing we doing. And I'm hoping he makes me cash him out.
Because when
in the real world, when you execute good things, follow that. So as I'm talking to him, the principal comes out. And right as he's walking out, he's eyeballing me, but he's talking to the secretary, right? Mm-hmm. And he's eyeballing me. I'm talking to being where am I?
Yep.
And then the security comes out. And he kind of looking at me like, yo. You that dude. I'm like, what in the Eric Thomas is going on? So my man, he's like, bro, you, I know you from somewhere. I said, bro, I'm a musician. I'm here to play at your church. I'm going with that first.
Right.
He said, no, you spoke here. You were speaking to the kid. It was back in like 2017. I was like, yeah, bro, I'm back, man.
Yeah.
I'm back. I'm trying to get tell homeboy, get me right. And so anyway, Mr. Johnson comes around the corner. We shake hands. He's like, yo, send me your stuff. He said, yo, maybe we can partner in the fall next year. So, like, it's just beautiful to get back. And the moral of the story isn't Stro got some special juice on him. The moral of the story is if you truly get in the Uber and stop trying to drive. If you stop leaning on your own, 1 × 1 = 1. It don't equal 1 × 1 = 3, according to my God's logic. You know what I'm saying? When two people multiply, it should be at least a third, right? But a man's knowledge is limited. It's limited. We think that only gravity keeps us from moving into the sun. Limited knowledge. We don't even understand why our mind is still where it is. I woke up this morning, I didn't forget who I was. We think that that's just science. We're going to pray for you. So just understanding I'm not leaning no more on what I can see.
Right.
And I'm just sending it before me when I go.
That's good.
Yep.
That's good.
Yeah, that's my testimony today.
I'm about to shout. I got to hold it in.
Hey, look, I had to give my testimony.
No, that's real.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's awesome.
I mean, it's just so much. There's so much in that. Just from what you laid, from before, just your time there years ago. People remembering, the right people still being in position. So
I thought I was hit. I was like.
Everybody knew of it.
At the front, it was everybody knew. New staff. All new staff. No,
that's crazy.
I never seen the dude before.
Which, the security guard?
No, a teacher came around the corner. Okay. He was like, shout out to Troy Holland. No disrespect, Troy, but I still don't know how I know you, but you know me, and I really appreciate it because you don't know you helped me because it's all about trust.
Yeah.
These people's kids. And these people come in there, they see them as a way to get their Instagram popping. That's not why you go in there.
Right.
Yeah. All right. You got to be really about them babies because them babies can see right through you.
Oh, yeah. They're easy. That's easy. Easy for them. Man, good stuff, man. Good stuff.
I'm finish busting that thing down.
Oh, I am. I'm still trying to be a little cute.
I was going
to
say,
you got to be cute with it. Go ahead.
I'm just trying not to get it on the floor. That's all.
That's
probably
real,
cute with it.
Yeah, that's it. That's real.
Just know what's going on with you this week, man.
What's going on with me? Yeah. Ooh. Valentine's Day is here. It's that time of year. So, get back into things after once we get over this little hump, smooth sailing from there.
Smooth sailing?
It's PG. Leave that alone.
You
got kids watching.
Getting over the hump of Wednesday. Middle of the week.
He just got love. He in that new love. That new love right before you gained 10 pounds. It's pot belly on the way. It's pot belly on the way. They going out to eat every week. Yeah, they in love.
We fixing that right now.
He said we're going to cancel some of these days.
I'm telling you.
That's awesome.
That's all you have to do is eat when you first fall in love.
You do.
You're going out a lot.
Yeah.
You're going out a lot.
It's that love 20, not the freshman 15.
I'm about to do some top ramen this week.
Exactly. It's a tuna fish sandwich, something.
Oh, my goodness.
Kim, how you been?
I've been wonderful.
Give me pound in the house.
I cannot complain. I was looking at the time frame of when you all did Motivational Central 6 years ago.
I know.
Six years ago. And I'm sitting here like, What's happened in the past 6 years?
We got some new people that came in the group, and they're like, yo, y'all been doing this 6 years? I said, yeah. I said, me and Franklin, there's been times where it was just me and Franklin on there. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes it'd be just me, Franklin, Timon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I realized then that, okay, yeah, we do want to build a business. It's mm-hmm. great to build businesses, but I need this. And yeah. when my dad died
and
my grandmother died in 2021,
yeah, we was really
I really figured really out hard. How much I needed it.
Yeah.
And it was just a, that routine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's that routine it. Alone.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean, yeah, it was just as equally, I don't know if I'll say therapeutic for me.
Yeah, it was.
You know,
yeah.
just gathering and just, you know, whatever. And every, and we can, you know, every it ain't weekend. A selling point, but every weekend it was something. Someone says something that's like, man, that's the same thing that I was, I couldn't put words to it, but it comes out through the, power session, and it's like, you can't, like you say, you can't script that. Like, that stuff don't happen all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, we never took thought on what we was going to say.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just 8 o'clock flow. In the morning, right there. Broop.
Right.
Hey, y'all.
Yeah, That's real, though. Yeah, yeah. So 6 years.
6 years.
Yeah, so you definitely, she was... You was with the first group, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. You set it off with us. That was real. So what you been up to besides that?
Oh, gosh. Besides being, this March 9th marks 4 years of me being in the market.
4 years.
Let's
get it.
Listen.
Let's get it.
So it's been wonderful. I cannot complain. Besides doing the market, just continuing to, do the events, getting more recognition for the work, the name has started to branch out, which I'm noticing now. Like when I go places, and I'm of course repping my brand.
Right.
I know you, and it blows my mind because you're like I don't. Oh, hey, how you doing? I go to the market. Oh, I've been at this vending event. Oh, I've been at this place, and I'm like, okay, this is real. Okay, bless. Uh-huh, and it's not, you don't have no name at all. Your name is your brand. Give me Pam. Hey, girl. I'm like, I ain't got no name. Okay, bless. That's okay. But it's awesome. It's a wonderful thing. And I got into it because I wanted to do something that was just different. Now, pound cakes, of course, a lot of bakers do pound cakes. But I wanted to make sure it was the pound cakes in different varieties. And as we know as pound cakes, it is a signature dish for a lot of families, not just our families, families across the world.
That's real.
Because every time I go to an event, I'm hearing a story.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I'm going to an event, I'm the hearing of someone's grandmother or someone's aunt or someone's close family member
connection.
Who could bake. Yes, and that's all what it is. Baking each memory with each bite.
I like
and
that.
So everyone has a wonderful story.
Yeah.
And I love hearing the experiences. I have been, there was one Thanksgiving, one of my good friends, he sat down at Thanksgiving dinner, he had just ordered a cake for me, had not spoken to any of his family members for a long period of time, but it was until they cut the cake.
Wow.
That's real.
The conversation started happening.
That's annoying.
And I cried because I'm just like,
that's
what I wanted. I wanted to bring families together to remember those times. Because I remember going to Buckingham and my grandmother pulling it out the wooden stove. Yeah. And it was, we ain't got what they had back then.
Not the wooden stove.
Listen.
The wooden stove
with the slate and everything.
Oh.
And I remember being a little girl just looking at my aunts and my grandmother and my uncles, everybody in the kitchen just cooking.
Mm.
And the cake right there at the table.
Wow.
So I can remember that. I know other people remember great things about how they came across the pound cake or what was going on during that time as they're eating it.
It's been
a blessing. what did I tell you? The side hustle is now the official job.
Uh-huh.
All right.
This is,
Do you remember me having that conversation with you?
Yep.
I said, a lot of people have a real struggle with this. So if your first time you're listening to this, catch us up. And shout out to Kendall, because Kendall is the one I got this from. But he said, create the drip until the drip becomes a stream. And so it's like, making $100 here, $100 there. But it's different when you have a base of, okay, I now have a solid $500 a month coming from this.
Right, yeah. Right.
All
right,
and now I can't do the other thing. Mm-mm. Or the main thing because the side is pulling me.
That's right. That's
it. So it ain't even mac and cheese no more. It's like a chicken thigh. It ain't the side no more. It ain't the side. No. And so create the drip until the drip becomes a stream. And he was explaining how he was a barber. And the coaching, he noticed he was doing it both at the same time.
Right,
until
right.
Then he put a frame on it and actually yeah. called it coaching.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
And then the coaching sessions were getting in the way of the barber.
Mm.
And eventually he was like, okay, yeah
good right, problem.
We coaching now.
Uh-huh. Yeah, good problem.
And then 6 figures later, like Justin, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I know yeah. that's right.
And that's how it goes. You know, but
it's real.
I had a quick question. It was, I think people need to understand that it takes 21 years to be 21.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be 21 years in 19 years. And so when you said, my name is getting out, I need you to make that a little bit more plain.
Okay.
With the consistency.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the power of, you got to be careful with them breaks. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason why I got no excuses, no days off, because people don't have problems taking days off.
Right.
So it's not that I don't want you to take a day off. It's just that we don't have no problems in that area.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to be motivating you on that area.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yes, you should get 7 hours of sleep. Yes, right. Yes, you should. Yeah. Yes, you should take vacations. But be careful on your side hustle taking 6 months off. Because literally there's somebody watching
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
You know, so every please.
Day. So this year for myself, my goal was to make sure I am getting into different areas in my group. I prayed. I said, Lord, I want to continue to expand this name. I want to continue to introduce people to Gimme Pam. I'm not shouting up in here, but as soon as I said that, as soon as I prayed that prayer, I had messages coming to me from Charlottesville, from Hampton, from where I just was, Buckingham. I was like, okay, Lord, okay, here we go.
That's how it works.
That's yeah. how it works. And I was like okay, all right, help me be able to do all of this stuff. So it's coming, and it's still there. And I'm going to these different events, and it's just like, okay, you're telling me I can't sit down and just do the market. Yeah. No, I have to work. I have to make sure I'm still doing the work.
And it is still work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Passion or no passion, it's still work.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's just better.
Yeah, it
it's
is.
Better
yeah.
work.
It How is. You feel about
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Versus somebody yeah. telling you when you can go to right. vacation it's and when you like, can yeah. take yeah. off. And, yeah, you know, that's the difference.
No, so it's truly a blessing, and I absolutely love it. And like you said, that side became the main. What was I doing when I was doing Motivational Central? I had
you figuring it out.
Listen,
it's okay. that's part of the process.
It was, yeah. But when you said it, kind of for the barber, it took over. I was doing lessons. I was still a vocal coach.
Mm. She could sing, y'all.
Don't you start. So I
had, glory.
I had about 40 kids I was still teaching when I started making Gimme Pound.
Okay.
Then it just, my babies grew up, they went to school.
Oh, wow.
But I had no push to continue to advocate for that anymore because this was taking over.
Mm-hmm.
So even though, yes, I still step out and sing and perform like I did for Christmas, which was, Father God, that's a lot. But no, it's still there, but it's just not my focus. It's so different.
Yeah.
Growing up, I did, like Stroh said, I am a singer. I was singing my sisters. That was a goal.
Mm.
My thing was, I'm going to be a performer. I'm going to be a singer. I'm going to be on TV, blah, blah, blah. Yes, that was a goal. But then God said, you're more than that.
Evolution.
He said, you're so much more than that. And it was so hard because we grow up thinking that this is what we want for ourselves. But God has something so much bigger. Yeah. In store for us.
That's why I say kill the narrator.
Yeah, exactly.
It's in your mind.
Yeah. So it was.
When you started, even at like the early age, did you think or did you want it to be more than just a hobby? Were you like good over here? I was like, I'm going to just do this on the weekend. And I'm going to keep, I just wanted to stay there. Because I think a lot of people are, especially when they start out, it's like, I don't know what I want to do with this, and it's just something I like doing.
Yeah.
And as you get better at doing it, it grows, and then it starts to become a job. It's no longer a hobby. It's you have to pick one.
Yeah. Well, growing up, I didn't know that it was a part of my life until I was actually sat down and was like, it's always been there.
Yeah.
I just never looked at it as a gift.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
And so when I became, started doing it for the holidays, because the story was, I baked my first pound cake because my mom's best friend couldn't bake it. And she, we always got it from her.
Mm-hmm.
I baked my first pound cake. My daddy came in the house, took half the pound cake outside to the Hunters, and came back in the house with $300 and said, can you make 10 for Christmas? So I kind of was pushed into it.
Damn.
But
Hold up. Who just 10?
Listen, my daddy believed in it. Lord
Craig, can I borrow your VCR? I need a double tape.
But after that, I started off as just holidays because I did not see it as, oh, this can be a business, because my mind wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't until I got laid off from a job that I was sitting at home and I was saying, what am I going to do?
Lesson.
What am I trying to go for? I have a family to take care of. I'm a wife. I can't focus on music anymore because that's not necessarily paying. I don't want to go out here and audition 50 million shows. Well, what am I going to do? And just as plain as I'm sitting here talking to y'all, he said, you already got it. And I'm
whatever
like,
thine hands find to do, do with
said,
all your might.
And so I'm like, I got what? What do I have? And the cake was sitting right in front of me.
Yeah.
And so I said, okay, God, I'm going to start this. I'm going to do it. I said, but I need a name. I need to call it something. What can I call it? Is it just pound cakes? Yes, because my brain can't function. So I called my sister, Wendy. And
shout out to Wendy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, Wendy. And my brother-in-law, Anthony, was sitting there.
Shout
right
out to
there
Anthony.
With me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he said, Kim, you trying to find a name? I said, yes, Anthony. I'm trying to find a name that's different because everybody was cakes by somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I said, so I needed to find something. He said, you just do pound cakes, right? I said, yeah. He said, he got quiet. Give me pound. I said, like a fist pump? I said,
yep.
Wait a minute. I said, is it fist pump? He said, Kim, you only do pound cakes. So name it something that everybody wants because everybody wants pound cake. So
everybody wants pound cake.
And right then and there.
That man is knowledgeable, ain't he?
Don't tell him that. Right then and there, that's when I knew that I had something.
Yeah.
And when I put it out there the first time at my house, I said, I'm going to do a pop-up. And I want y'all to come and taste Gimme Pound.
Now, who is who? Yeah. Who is who?
Who is who?
It won't us.
No. I put it on my Facebook.
Okay.
I announced it. I said, this is my new company. I want y'all to come out and taste Gimme Pound. So, of course, I made the pound cake slices, the minis, the jars, all that, of all pound cake. Had it all. I was scared by 2 o'clock when it started because I had a line of cars down my neighborhood. I said, they're going to call HOA on me. And I sold out. And I cried and cried and Stro pulled up.
Oh, you did invite
Stro
me.
Stro pulled up. Did. Yes. He said, where the cake at?
I said, I want about the list.
It's gone. It's gone.
Care for the cake?
Hold on. So what year is this? What year is this?
That was 2018.
I was like, I'm about to miss it. So now where were you on this walk?
2018.
In 2018, where were you?
Ooh. 2018.
Had you started JC Desserts yet?
No. Where was I? That was. Was I in West Virginia? No. I was in Florida, I think.
Wow.
I was in Florida back then.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And you weren't in the group yet? Because you weren't in when she was in.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm.
Wow.
I think Justin, you came in the next wave, right?
Yeah.
I think you might have been on like one call when I was there.
Yeah, I definitely want to tie this in because in our community, I really want them to understand friendly competition versus what's real.
Mm-hmm.
In my mind, I want to take their souls when we're doing our 100 push-up challenge.
Right.
But at the same time, they still my brothers. Okay?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
But they got to die when it comes to that. You know what I'm saying?
It's just
no way I'm not going to let him get more push-ups.
No way.
And so, you know what I'm saying? It's friendly.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I need people to understand that for what we call this, in 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, he calls it the win-lose attitude.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Where for Gimme Pound to win, JC Desserts has to lose.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a myth.
Right, right.
But that's the way a lot of people in our city are. gatekeepers, you know, and it's actually is counterproductive
for
our culture. It really is.
These two are existing, y'all, coexisting, sitting in the same room on a podcast. I need to know how special that is for my people. Richmond, Virginia, where they dropped them off at the James, and we working together. Look, hand clap. I'm serious. I'm serious.
Because I don't think people understand you can't feed the world by yourself. And with Bakers, we need to know that we need to help each other. When I do an event, I ask, can you put me by the Bakers? Why do you want that? I said, because we're all doing the same thing. Man. We're all feeding people. And why can't we all feed people together? I've never understood that. Yeah. And anything you do has competition, regardless of what field you're in. Yeah. But with the baking, it's like, don't post up by me because you going to outsell me.
I'm going to take your customers.
Yeah. Come on. Like, wait a minute. At the end of the day, they decide on who they want to go to.
That's for sure.
But when the bakers are all together, they will go to every single table. And people don't get that.
Mm-hmm. You took it, right? You took the words right out of my mouth.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't think people understand the power of options.
Right. Mm.
The best thing, if you go, you're not going to find a Sheetz and not find a Wawa.
Exactly. Right across the street.
That's making people choose is where you both get paid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where you both get paid. Pepsi or Coke. Why can't it be just Pepsi or water?
Right.
Long as it's Pepsi or Coke, we both getting paid.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Exactly. Right. You go to Wawa, they ain't got something. You go straight over to Sheetz.
That's right.
Everybody's winning. Yeah. Everybody winning.
And that's the thing, too. Like, you know, you've seen, like, tons of like Instagram posts that say, you know, why is there so many different types of bread and all that stuff? It's like, yo, there's more than enough.
There's more than different types of tongues and palates.
That's true. There's different types of people.
But that's real. It's like there's never you've got the monopoly on, or you need to have the monopoly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, there's more than enough for everybody to go around. You know, and then everybody's got their own niche. You know, that they actually, you know, the lane that they're in. But you know, it's just weird.
I think it's great to use them for accountability, and that's when I say friendly competition. I'm not even really. I need a better word. Nah. I really mean accountability. Because when I look on my timeline, if I'm Justin, I'm looking at getting found. Like, oh, bro, I ain't posted in 3 days. Yeah. It ain't that she taking my people. It's that. Oh, I ain't grinding hard as I should be.
Yeah.
And she's looking at it the same way. I'm looking at Eric Thomas. I'm looking at Kendall. I'm looking at other people that do what I do. And I'm like, they posting every day. Okay, so we got to up it up.
Got
to
up it.
Yeah.
Up
it. I think people don't understand is that you can learn from each other.
That's it.
He might be doing candy, and I might be doing cake. But I'm looking at Justin like, how do you do that chocolate? Okay, bless.
Stilettos.
Chocolate stilettos. I'm looking at how she get the swirl like this. And
the swirl.
He been staring at it the whole time.
Really?
I ain't going to lie. Like, the first 5 minutes, I was just like.
I wanted to ask, but we not fitting to give up them kind of secrets. Y'all have to pay for her coaching for that.
That's real.
The swirl, the whole reason behind the marble cakes is from my good friend, love you, Pound Cakes by Pooch. She's in Oregon. Mm-hmm. We met over the pandemic, just talking to each other.
Wow,
because I said, you know what? I want to see who else is doing pound cakes. Whole bunch of people. Mm-hmm, I just started following everybody. This woman did a galaxy type of cakes.
Like, how it's decorated?
Yeah. She did a galaxy pound cake and the marble inside of it. And I was just like, wait a minute, how are you doing that? And just looking at it. Right.
So, like, the outside, like the icing.
Yeah.
That looked like the galaxy.
The galaxy. And then the inside. She cut it. Yeah, it looked just like that. And I was like, okay, this is stupid. But it's so awesome because I was like, okay, can I do marble? Because all I had was a chocolate marble. But it didn't marble like this before, because I would thought it was just, oh, you just lay out here and lay here. Mm-hmm. But then when I was watching her video, I was like, no, she's doing something different. I said, but I want my signature. So I did something different.
Mm.
So that's how we got these.
Exactly.
I like that.
So, I mean, you're learning from different people. Yeah. I'm a part of a group called the Sugar Sisters. Shout out, girl.
Yes. The Sugar Sisters.
All of them are cake bakers. They make wedding cakes.
The
Sugar Sisters. Those are my girls. And every day we talk. It's about 10 of us on one text message. We talk. Good morning. Doesn't matter. They all do different things.
Accountability.
But they have all helped me as well. Because I've only not only changed my icing, I've also changed my flavors, my extracts, all of that. Because I'm learning from them, and they're learning from me.
Yeah.
And they're still trying to push me to do wedding cakes, but I said, nah, I'm going to leave it to Raina and everybody else. Okay.
Yeah, she's killing it too.
Listen,
yeah.
Raina, I love you. The sweet stop. No, it's all about looking at what people are doing and saying, that is amazing. What can I do to make mine different or do something that's similar, but not really copying, but
make it your own.
Make it your own.
We're going to get back into the show, but real quick, let's get serious. How much longer are you going to do it alone? You know, there was a time where I was doing it alone. And when you do it alone, you just think you're more smarter than you really are. You think you're more brilliant than what you really are. Everything is dope. And when you bounce ideas off of someone else, it makes a difference. When you go to somebody else and you actually strategize with no feelings, just principles, solid strategies, it's a game changer. And so I remember being a musician. I've been playing for 30 years. And so in this 30th year, I've been playing since 9 years old. I'm 38 now. And pretty much my whole life. I remember hooking up with Beans, hooking up with John, hooking up with multiple people that it was at least five of us just coming together and doing the same thing, same mentality, fearless, going after it, and we believed, flat out, we believed. And so it's different when you run with other people. I didn't know that I had coaches. It was unofficial, but I had coaches. And so if you're tired of doing this alone, you've been doing this on your own, you have hit this glass ceiling, it's just glass. We're gonna break through that thing. And I'll give you my strategies. Above all, we're gonna help you change your mindset. We're going to help you make different decisions, because success doesn't require you to look out of the window. It requires you to look in the mirror. It's just some different decisions you got to make, some different people you got to keep in your circle of influence. Listen to me. Above all, the mindset. So if my voice resonates with you, if our spirits are connecting for whatever reason, then don't play with it. Strategist.maestro@gmail.com. Email me. strategist.maestro@gmail.com, and just write simply in the subject and the body of the message, coach me, and we're gonna get the process started. Okay, all right, I will see y'all on the other side. No excuses, no days off.
It's okay.
Yeah. So we got to pause and do some development. Here we go.
We're doing
this development. Okay, so you're watching this and you have something that you're good at. You have dismissed yourself from the conversation because you say, I don't bake.
I don't make cakes.
Mm-hmm.
You just missed a jewel.
Mm-hmm.
Right. All right. Whatever you are doing, you need to, number one, get around other beasts.
Yeah.
That's exactly what she just said. Mm-hmm. You want to play ball, you need to get around people that play ball better than you.
Mm-hmm.
You need to get around people that keep a basketball in the trunk and not a blunt. You feel me? And not some beer. Like, for real, we talking about you getting around people with the same exact vision, same exact mindset that you have. That's a jewel right there.
Yeah.
And then, so environment is key.
Okay.
And if you don't have the power to change your environment, you can go on your phone and get around. You can look.
Yeah.
And I think it's easier than what people really think, because it's like, if someone looks at me to, like, I want to learn such and such, it's like, I'm inviting you in as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can recognize you, not just like, oh, I just want to steal a recipe, or I just want to see how you do this and then, like, bounce. Like, no, like, I can tell when you're here for real. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, we invite that.
The level of engagement. Yeah. Another thing, add value. Mm-hmm. And I know that's like, oh, I've heard that before. But it's like, you in the group and you in there taking. And there's nothing worse than somebody coming to a circle like ours with a to-go plate. Don't come in here with a to-go box. No. You should come here with your bag full of stuff you want to give to the circle.
That's the point. That's the point.
Instead of just coming with a to-go plate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And our people in general are coming and trying. They just got a to-go plate.
Yeah.
They want to figure out exactly how you do the swirl so they can do that swirl.
Exactly.
And swirl your butt on about it. You know what I'm saying? I got a swirl for you. For real, we're talking about, like, pay like you weigh and you can stay.
Yeah.
Pay the woman.
Right.
You want to know how she did the swirl? Pay her. Swirl your pockets on that Cash App.
Is that easy, too, though?
It really is.
Yeah.
It got a number.
And here's the thing. There are people, and we've had this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Kim, charge.
I know.
Quickly. Why? Because these same people are spending $100 on brunch. They're spending $100 on VIP on the weekend, and they on some spend it, get it right back. They on that, right? Mm-hmm. They got J's lined up by the door. They might have a house the size of this room or an apartment the size of this room, and they got a 70-inch TV better than mine. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so what I'm saying is people have to change their values. Mm-hmm. It ain't on you to change their values. Right. It's on you to decide what you're going to accept. Mm-hmm. So charge on, sister. If they want to know how to get the swirl, charge. Mm-hmm. Because they should be willing to make the investment.
Yeah.
Not just.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That old to-go plate. We rebuke that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and when I said about learning from people, mm-hmm. I learned from an awesome, awesome baker who was on TV.
Shout him out.
Flavors.
That was smooth. I'd be tearing his shoulder up the whole. I can't have.
He don't even say nothing. He just let me.
It's every time.
I'm trying to stop it. I know my wife's gonna be like, well, "Stop hitting Franklin during the podcast."
Shoulder's gonna be like this. Oh,
yeah,
something.
Man.
Natural.
No, go ahead. That was smooth.
I definitely. Yeah. I want you to know how inspiring you were when you were on there. And just watching you in your element, watching you just have your gifts and create the most beautiful, beautiful cakes.
Yeah, he was killing.
And he didn't tap dance for him either.
No, you did not. That was a big thing
for me. I didn't care about coming back.
I ain't finna give you shock value. I ain't finna give you shock value. I'm gonna give you this work. I'm gonna give you the swirl. Right. So that's the only thing we know. I only know about swirls now, so that's gonna be my reference every time.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give you the swirl. You know what I'm saying?
It's the support of others, uh-huh. and I think that's what we lack in our baking community is we don't know how to say, you did an awesome job. Uh-huh. You're doing amazing. You keep going. Because we don't wanna see somebody going in front of us for whatever reason.
It's in our community in general.
Uh-huh. Oh, but it's more than that because I know. When I see, I always tell Raina I'm her biggest cheerleader because whenever I see that she's getting blessed, I'm always celebrating it. Mm. And the reason why I say that is because God will bless you over the few things that you're faithful over and that you're thankful over for.
Principle.
Listen.
That's all we own.
I always tell people when you see somebody getting blessed, you celebrate. I celebrated JC. I mean, I was just like, God, this is amazing. Yeah. I know somebody who's killing it, and he's doing an amazing job, and he's setting everything that he wants for himself, for his future.
Come on.
Why am I not going to be happy about that?
And he showed all gone cool. He just making it so easy.
I'm like, bro,
it's 100 degrees out here. He flipping Cronuts and like.
I'm telling you.
About to pass out. He just cool as a fan.
You know? Always has been. Yeah, always has been. Good. So no, I'm thankful for everyone that I met on this journey. And I love seeing people just continue to blossom throughout their journey.
And let's normalize helping people, and just the joy stops there.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Whether he does what he does, mm-hmm. but I didn't do it for him to be like, oh yeah, by the way, Stroh's my coach. Stroh, you know what I'm saying? Like, cause that ruins the, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It ruins it when people try to. I remember Coach used to say this. Coach Gus, as you say, you don't reap where you sow all the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You know, like in a farm, you literally reap where you sow, right?
Right. Yeah. Right.
The flower or the tree comes up exactly where you planted it.
Mm-hmm.
Not how it works in the spiritual world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you may sow here, mm-hmm. and they come as cancer free. Mm-hmm. It may come back as it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Not getting hit by that bus.
Yeah.
They come back and your wherever you place your feet,
right,
is yours.
Yeah.
You feel me? Mm-hmm. And so you don't know how it's coming back. And so you just gotta make sure you just get let's normalize just really like love your neighbor as you love yourself.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Be your brother or your sister's keeper.
Yeah.
That's it. Just stop right there. And whatever happens after that, cool. But it's getting bad. It's getting dark out here.
Yeah.
It's getting dark out here, and so this is rare. We're not gonna act like this is normal.
Oh, no.
I made sure, friend. I was like, bro, it gotta be both of them on here at the same time. I was like, cause whoever watched this, all 13 of you, all 1,300 mm-hmm. of you, 13,000, I don't care. You're here for a reason, mm-hmm. and I need you to really understand this is not normal in my city. This is not regular.
No.
To have two big titans sitting in the room and not measuring.
Right.
Yeah. We Titans.
No, no, no puns. No puns. Yeah,
she will never know.
I got him on this bacon stuff. Now.
Swirl.
Everything now is gonna be bacon.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right, Swirl. Nah, yeah, she is never gonna know. Raina, who she spoke about, she's never gonna know how much even I recommend them for something. Joy Bell as well. It's like, you're not gonna know unless somebody physically say it. It's like, you're not gonna know.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like, well, I don't necessarily do this, but I know someone who does.
Yeah.
And it's like, I feel good. It's like,
yeah, that's
I know they got, have that, they got it down. Yeah.
To literally have those type of connections where, you know, you can recommend somebody that actually will also represent you well, mm-hmm. you know, because this is coming from you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, off of you, you know, I go with, or off of you, I go, mm-hmm. with, you know, whoever. Yeah. So that's big in itself too. But you know, we got a special group, you know, that we've kind of grown up with.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It doesn't just you know, it doesn't just stop here or with, you know, who's in this room. But
and yo, I tell the story because like whether you know it or not, you are missed. So it's like,
oh yes,
I gotta be tough coach and everything, but I mean, can I miss y'all?
Oh.
But it's good. Like I had to get help.
Yeah,
cause it's like Glenn Brooks, shout out to Glenn. He said, "Bro,
that was vital."
He told me, he said, "Your coaching worked."
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Yeah.
He said, this ain't church. You know what I'm saying? Like I watched my dad be like, man, they come in here, they get saved and they leave.
Like, it's all right, Dad. Mm-hmm.
They going to heaven though. That's a plus.
It worked. You know what I'm saying?
Right. They ain't selling crack no more. Right. You know what I'm saying? They not on the streets no more. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, no, for real, you have to take you have to overstand.
Mm.
And so I'm just like, yo, listen to what she just said. She got a group, and that's the whole point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So if it's just about you and what your little old, what you got and what you, that means it never was about Kim in the first place, about right. you, mm-hmm. Stro.
Right, right.
You see what I'm saying?
Wasn't doing this to help.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just like, I do miss y'all, but Lord, like to see, you know, I always tell people just to be 5%. Of the grind, 5% of these two results. Yeah. It's like that's my grind right there. It just feels really, really good for real. It is amazing. It's something, ain't it?
Yeah, man.
You like Frank, like assistant principal. You know what I'm saying? They go to Frank and be like, "Yo, I missed a call. What was it about?
What was going on?
What was it about?"
Just sit down. I tell you.
Don't call me. Don't call me.
I
ain't telling you nothing. The call was good.
Uh-huh. It used to be, can I get good. The recording?
Yeah. Oh, can I get the recording? Right. No, it's painful. You got to get up at 8. We used to record them. We stopped. Yeah, we stopped. We don't record none of them. Why?
Because
you got to be there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's bad because, you know, people like Reese got to do job. Can't be there on Saturday. But, you know, so we did just start. I'm not going to talk much about it. This might be out. It's gonna be out before March. So yeah. But we started something called the Huddle. I'll tell you about it later. But the Huddle is at 6 a.m. on Monday mornings.
All right.
And it's starting in March.
Okay.
So
small wins?
No.
Okay.
I can't say what it is. No, we doing. We Green Beret it. We are Navy SEALs. We're looking at it like we just don't want it to look like.
Okay.
Yeah.
We don't want it to look like.
Okay.
And so it's just straight up, we got Muslims in there, we got atheists in there, we got everybody in there, we got people from the LGBTQ, like we got people from, like people are we already secretly doing the call already, you know what I'm saying, with just us, just people at Motivate Central and everything, but it's going to be open to the public in March.
Oh, wow.
But it's not what you know what I'm saying? It's not your typical 6 a.m.
Yeah.
That's just not, you know what I'm saying? And I might edit some of that out because I want, okay, yeah, I'm just editing it out. So it's a prayer call.
Okay.
But we call it the Huddle.
Mm.
And we're playing on sports. We just had the, you know, the NFL, right?
Mm-hmm. Super Bowl.
And so this right here, March Madness coming up.
Yeah.
So surely all you people calling my phone, Stro, this is going on. Hey, bruh, when the last time you took God on a date?
Mm.
You can tell me how you read this book. You can tell me how you've worked on your swirl. You see what I did that again. You figured out the perfect recipe, but you still have not taken God out on the date. Mm. Yeah. And so what we're doing is we're saying, you know what? We painfully getting up at 6 a.m. intentionally on a call to pray, and I'm going to be a vault of electricity for everybody on the call. That's and Timon true. Is going to also be a part of it. So,
Lord have mercy.
So it was 5-5 this week was our first one.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we had like 20 people on the
call. Yeah.
It was
scary.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah. It was scary. Oh my
God. Yeah, because I ain't going to front. I was like,
I said, bro, if I have to admit one more person, I'm just like, every time I looked, it was like, admit. Because, you know, we put people in the room, so we make sure we get no weirdos. Because right. I got a lot of fans.
Okay.
And I don't mean weirdos in a bad way, but like I said, I was editing this part.
I didn't take it out.
But weirdos is people that are, they just want to come and say that they was on the call with me.
Yeah.
Versus.
Someone's there.
Someone is actually want. They like, yo, give me what you got. I'm trying to change my life. Mm-hmm. And so I got people on there who is asked for coaching, who wants coaching but cannot make the investment right now.
Okay.
I got some people that's on the fence with God. Okay. They on the fence with that old Bible. Mm-hmm. And they just coming in there like, yo, when you explain, look, I'm talking about he called me, Reese called me, was like, bruh, I don't even be reading the Bible like that. But you made that junk sweet.
That's the point.
He said, you made that junk sweet. I was like, yeah, bro. It says that when we teach it, we're supposed to make it so that babies can understand.
Right.
Not this big words philosophically. Yeah. We don't need anything with more than 3 syllables. You know what I'm saying? we already broke Timon down to moan. Because we ain't got time for 3 syllables. You feel me? I said, moan. You moan? He said, I know, bro. I know. I said, Southern people ain't got time for more than 1 syllable.
Yep.
Moan. Reese. You see what I'm saying? I ain't got time for tie. So I don't need all these words. You know what I'm saying? Tell me how I can apply this 7,000 plus promises of the Bible to my life.
Mm. Yeah.
Instead of us trying to prove it's right.
Right.
The truth is a lion. It defends itself. It don't need no help. So I feel we've personally wasted a long couple decades since the Civil Rights Movement. We have wasted a lot of time trying to prove our theology is right. When you could just be living a good credit score.
Yeah.
And somebody gonna say, well, how you do that? God be the glory. What does that mean? I see you at 6 a.m. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But we doing it the wrong way. We trying to go out in the street and argue, hold up cardboards, and that's cool if you want to do that. Yeah. I'm not doing that. I'm showing up with my J's and my hoodie, and they like, oh, he cool. I'm like, yeah, God is good.
That's right.
Yeah. Let me tell you why I'm here. I'm on my third life, young man. You know what I'm saying? That was 3 times I was supposed to be gone. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I slept in my car for it. You know what I'm saying? I'm literally like, bro, I failed the 6th grade. You failed the 6th grade? Yeah. God's good, bro.
Yeah.
In all word and deed. Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so that's what we're doing. All right, we back now. We just told her what it was about. Y'all got to show up in March and see what the call about. We just edited all that out. Y'all got to find out in March. The Huddle. It's on my social media, okay?
And some commercial right there.
Commercial. Right. Yeah. There you go. Put in Motivation that's Central exactly right there. Where you put it. Yeah.
So, Kim, what else you got, you know, coming up?
Coming up.
You said you're moving out, you're branching out, and doing a lot more.
Branching out. That's the plan for this year. Not sure if y'all have seen a post, but I have been doing an end of the year event called Gimme Pound Christmas Town.
Yep.
Where I have.
That sounds sweet. Okay, I'm literally calling these two for names and jingles and the Sugar Sisters. Give me Pound Town. Oh, no, she didn't say that.
I didn't. I did not.
Oh, my God. That's the married couple. Oh, I'm married. I can talk like that. Give me Pound Town.
That's not what she said.
That's what she said, but that ain't what she said.
I'm sorry.
Anyway.
I'm sorry.
God, it's a Christmas event, not America. No,
good
guy. You'd be surprised how often I get that. So, okay. No,
I joke. Right,
28 vendors will come out. At least 6 or 7 bakers. We're all in the line. And the music academy, Thrive Music Academy, comes out and performs while everybody is shopping. It's just a whole family event. This will be my 4th time doing it. But
what day is it on?
It is on the first Saturday in December.
Okay. Is it evening or?
It's between 12 o'clock and 4:30.
Ah, I was about to say, okay. Boy, you be at work. See, you could have. So he he does my document. Like he, oh, okay. He when I want to get, nice. I like to get people behind the scenes. I think it's special. So he'll walk with me, record me while I'm going in places and stuff like that. And it's just, it's really intimate with your followers. So
No, that's awesome.
Yeah.
No,
he does that. So you know,
he's nice. Yeah.
Nice. But no, it's just a great event going on the fourth year. But I'm actually looking at July to do a Christmas in July event.
All right.
It's going to be inside, Justin, so we... All right. No, it ain't nothing
going to be mailed. I'm telling you.
Look, I love doing vending, but summer months, it's just like some of them love us outside unless we inside. So I said it's going to have to be inside for my babies. Yeah. But no, and of course, I always team up with JP Jumpers because...
Shout out to my girl,
Pam
Mines. We love you, Pam.
Yes.
And Pam, can you come up here with us? Need you on
please
the show.
Please
y'all
do.
Y'all not going to... no, she's
a movement.
She's amazing, though. But please call her. Yeah, no. I always team up with them because you know I do the fundraiser.
Yeah, no story.
Oh, it cut off?
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right, so.
Just use. I don't use
yeah,
you,
use this one. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. But yeah, she. I team up with her because we always do the JP Jumper Walk in April. So my team, Gimme Pound, we raised how much? We raised $5,000 last year.
Nice.
The year before then, we raised $10,000. So with that money, we just, of course, advocate for JP Jumpers. And then she sponsors Gimme Pound Christmas Town. So yeah, and that also carries over to me pieing her in the face in April. So. But it's a wonderful event. That's pretty much the end of the year. For the rest of the year, it's just me going and traveling. Wineries are amazing. I love corner wineries because it's just a different different setting.
Yeah.
You know, when we go to different events, you don't take the same thing you take to one event. So it's like, okay, scope this out. This is a winery.
Yeah, yeah.
They want, you know, dainty, cute things.
Yep.
Okay, scope this out. This is a church event, so we doing slices today because blessed. so it's, you know, it changes and it changes over time. But it's so much fun. I'm meeting so many wonderful people. And just helping other bakers, you know, get on to these wineries and their wedding list.
Mm-hmm.
Are you on Rosswick wedding list?
I'm not.
Okay.
We're going to get it.
Listen, because Rosswick is actually 30 minutes from Buckingham. Like going towards, it's Goochland. It's in Goochland.
Oh, okay, okay.
It's in Goochland.
Okay.
Beautiful 1,200 acre farm and water lakes. Everywhere they had the Airbnb on the property.
That's a whole other lane to get into. I'll be out there. What is it? Dover Hall.
Yes.
The estate at River Run.
Okay.
It's you.
I know, and it doesn't stop. It's so awesome. It's you bake a lot, but you don't stop. That's what I love. Mm-hmm. And I said,
is that another jingle? Did she just?
What?
You bake a lot and you don't stop.
That's a bar.
You know I'm an entrepreneur.
That is a bar.
I'm about to write some of these down. Yo, free game. We might have to charge. For this.
This
one going to Patreon.
But no, they're amazing. They're amazing because they're worth going out to and baking, and you don't take nothing home. That's the blessed thing. So. But yeah, I'm really enjoying the wineries. The wineries are absolutely, they're fun. The bigger events, the one in Charlottesville, this is a PTA. So they have this every single year. I forgot where it's at. What school is it? Is it Robinson Elementary in Charlottesville? They have this huge spring bling event that they do.
Nice.
And then there's one in Woodbridge, Aqua.
I don't know.
Aqua. What is it called?
I only know about the Aqua Lounge.
Aqua. I got to look it up. It's something
Aqua
in Northern Virginia.
Okay.
But that's also a huge event. I'll send you that because I just got the information.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's just fun things like that that, of course, are inside because I can't. But I enjoy, my biggest thing is just enjoy meeting people.
Right.
And hearing their take on what they believe a pound cake is and what
I like
it stands
that.
For. So.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this.
All right, listen up. This is Stro saying, get ready to embark on a journey to wellness with our incredible sponsor, Motivation Central, the elite training center for your mind.
I want you to imagine reaching for the next level in your life with other individuals who are just as passionate as you are. Join Franklin and I every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for group coaching calls designed to transform your mind with proven strategies and high-level accountability. You know, in the chaos of life, self-care often takes a backseat. But what if I told you that creating the best version of yourself could be as simple as immersing yourself in the right environment with others who are hungry and the culture of celebrating each other is already established? Hey, what if I told you that switching the lens on your big goals and dreams, you know, looking at them differently, would make them more manageable? Think of your dream like a huge block of ice. Well, to make that a nice sculpture, you have to start by hitting it once. In our sessions, we believe in balancing the five pillars of success: mind, body, spirit, soul, business. We come together to share what we call small wins. These are small goals that were executed this week that will ultimately lead to these big dreams that we all have. It's a call to action, an invitation to take your success journey more seriously and make every day a success. Your new chapter begins now. Join the movement towards becoming the best version of yourself with Motivation Central, the elite training center for your mind. Join today by visiting patreon.com/maestroturner or visit our website at www.maestromotivates.com.
How big do you want to get? Because, you know, as you grow,
I know,
the production starts, you're hiring on more people.
Ain't that the challenge?
It's
duplicating myself.
Yeah. As you get bigger, you're going to get into more stores and all that. Depending on if you want to stay in the event spectrum of things.
Yeah.
And you, even like me, it's like you kind of lose footing in the connection realm of you're talking to customers.
Yeah.
Even like me being at the market is just like, well, I'm not there anymore. So it's like, I kind of miss that for me. But at the same time, I know people are still enjoying my product.
Yeah.
Still, you know, connecting with the business and all of that.
Yeah.
What about you?
It's hard. Yeah. It's very hard because, yes, you want to grow and, yes, you want to, you know, develop a staff and develop more manufacturing with the different grocery stores. Mm. But then it's that disconnect because now I'm not baking it anymore.
Uh-huh.
The manufacturers will take Gimme Pound and bake it and put it in the store. Mm. But is it going to taste the same?
Uh-huh.
That is my biggest thing.
And the experience.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there is a way to do it. The way that I've heard that you're supposed to do it sounds like it's a lot going to the trade shows, the bigger trade shows. That's, you know, that's not you.
Mm-hmm.
And getting in front of people. Joy Bell, that's what she had to do. And she went, and now look her, she's, Lord have mercy, she's in Sam's Club, she's in Kroger, she's in Food Lion. And, you know, like you said, no days off. You know, she doesn't take a day off. Her family is working in there nonstop. I think she still bakes the local stores. But as far as the shipment and everything, that's a whole different other ballgame. So it's, I guess I have to be there to say, to see what it tastes like. Because I feel like if I do go that route, then I want to make sure everything is equal.
Hey, throw some NDAs out there and just give me a recipe. That's all you gotta do. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's like, but that was a problem that Patty ran into. Because when Patty did the pies, she had them at Walmart. But then when she went to Walmart to taste it, she had a fit. Because it wasn't like what she had. So she said, take them off the shelf. We doing this over again.
Wow.
And she had to make them. This is how it's supposed to taste. Don't let me, she said, don't let me come back up in the store and it don't taste the same. And so that's just the thing that you, you know, you have to look. You want it to be the same excitement that people get when you get them local and that's then going into the other stores.
Right,
because, of course, you don't want your stuff sitting there because it's not, don't taste the same.
You know, one idea I like, I want to, me and Andrew some foodies, so we'll go to, like,
the creamery and stuff like that. We went to Houston. Mm-hmm. The way they preserved a little bit of the experience and the connection, they actually just had the owner. They did a whole bunch of B-roll, and they showed him
making it.
Yeah. Mm. But it was just two teenagers. Mm-hmm. Bob and Sarah was running the cash register. But he just literally had it on the TV. Uh-huh. It showed Gimme Pound and you making the cake in slow motion. That's playing the whole time there. And it was a way, I felt like I was getting the experience still. Yeah. If it wasn't for that, I wouldn't even have inquired who ran it. I just said, this is some good ice cream. But you're sitting in there, as you're eating, you look up at the screen, you see, oh, this is black. Oh, that's nice. Oh, mm-hmm. I've seen him before. And then, you know, so.
Okay.
I'm just throwing that at you. You know, I mean, not everywhere you go, like Bryant Park, it's not even possible to have an LCD screen. Mm-hmm. But that's something you might want to consider if you're getting into places. Mm-hmm. Even if it was just like, wow, what if it was at the market and you had a small 20-inch TV and it just had on loop you shaking hands with people, hugging people, people getting that, you know, the people tasting your cronuts and stuff like that. What if that happened? Yeah, we definitely have to edit that. That's some free coaching right there.
I was going to say, this is exactly what happens when other business owners talk to people.
Patreon.com/Maestro Turner. All right, go ahead.
This is exactly what happens when, especially like this place I'm at in Hatch, where it's like you're in connection with people on the daily versus the markets are different. Like they're doing meal prep, food trucks, all this different stuff. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, we're all serving somewhat the same people. Mm-hmm. We're in the same city, same market. Like, how are we connecting with everyone?
So it goes down to personal touch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't even think it's so much as the actual, I think you should put more focus on the actual personal touch versus, I remember my dad getting upset. I'm 9 years old, and I'm watching him get his General So. And hit your shoulder again. He's getting his General So. He's like, where's my fortune cookie? You see what I'm saying? Personal touch.
Yeah.
And so even if it was like just something that directly connects with you, what if it was one of your famous quotes? What if it was something from the Sugar Sisters? Something wrote down a positive affirmation. So, you know, it's just that's something to think about. Because I think it's personal touch is what it ultimately comes down to.
That's the big thing, yeah.
You can't copy that.
To make it not
And
feel
nobody
like
can
it
copy her personality. Lord knows she got big personality.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's something
you should lean on more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm crazy enough on my videos, so I'm just.
Uh-huh. And that.
That's it.
So if you did a mashup and that was on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
I like her.
Yeah.
Like, I like her. It's on mute, but they just know this person is always laughing and smiling. Uh-huh. See that? Mm-hmm. And they don't give me two of them.
Yeah. You done. You know what I'm saying? The product is already done.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's how I feel about like the Coronas. It's like, it's done. It sells itself.
Right.
You put the business, the personality behind it is boom. I think that's what Joy Bell did. I mean, that was.
Yeah.
So it's like you go to an expo, a big show. I don't want to say it's easy, but it's like, that's what they're looking for, and it's easy.
Yeah.
So it's like you just find, you connect with the right person, it's done.
Yeah.
I ran out there in the heat to get footage for Justin. I'll never forget, it was hot.
Oh, yeah.
But I knew it was going to be valuable. He only had a couple more weeks of this stuff, so I was like, bruh, this the perfect weather. And what he's using right now is that from one day of me coming out there.
Oh, wow.
I stayed out there for hours, and we just kept, hey, if you taste it, if you give us a review, you get a free cronut on top of you. So everybody's getting that. You know what I'm saying? But we collected like 50 different people.
That's
one dope. Dude, he took it home. You got to send it to me so I can plug it.
It was like
he said, this is so good that I got diabetes and it's worth giving away some toes.
Don't you get that
on? He said this is worth toes. Mm-hmm. I'll give away toes for this. That's what he said. And I'm telling you, that joker right there, viral. That's
the one for me was the guy who's slow motion. It was like the last guy, I think. I was scared to post it because it looked like he was making love.
He was.
Oh, wow.
I was just
it was
like,
very personal.
Lord.
Very personal.
Give me downtown.
Got him. That's exactly what it was.
Hey, yo. Oh, my she God. Gotta do a married edition. Give me Baltown. I just this weekend. Come on now. Do it. Give me Baltown. Hey, I'm t- yo, you gonna go viral, though. Oh, you gonna go viral. God. You know what I'm saying?
I don't even know, Lord.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't no, because Wanda says it all the time. Like, it's yeah. I'm like, Wanda, stop. She's like, no, it's
you get me, Wanda. You stop. Get me, Wanda. It's I heard her say pound down. They didn't hear. I heard it, though.
That's so, what he heard.
Yeah. Like, it's the married edition, okay? Oh, you know what I'm saying?
Crazy.
Well, I was going to say that at the beginning when she was talking about the pound.
See?
I was like, as in the fist. But it's like when you come up with a name that has like a double meaning, it's easy. It's like good. Real catchy. It's
yeah.
real catchy.
Watch yeah. when somebody else do it, then she'd be like, Stro-you, I should have did it.
Stro-you was right.
Welcome to Keisha, and we're doing Give Me Pound Town all week long.
Yeah.
I got the cakes, you got the pound, I got the. Like, she's going, why? You going to be like, I should have did it. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to have to edit it out because I'm going to tell you. Give me pound down after dark.
Oh, Mary. My God.
Somebody.
And yep, you literally sorry. Just, it is literally nothing bad about because you're just showing cakes. But you saying that just got their attention.
What is this
not
about?
Let me tell you. But then
what's going on
in
here?
I'm like, damn, another one.
What episode is this?
See, the reason why is because you're going to get out there. And
just, I didn't even catch that one.
Just be doing that.
Man.
Sorry.
Joe, we'll get thrown out of here.
Oh, man. Good thing we ain't.
He said the cake.
Justin, you should
do that. Gotta take a, so everybody got to take a sip.
I'm
going to
sit myself.
Shoot.
I'm about to take you one of
the cupcakes. Go ahead, darling. Lord have mercy.
I'm about to bust that down.
Yeah. You're not married. No pound down for you, brother.
No pound down.
You got to get married.
No okay. pound down for you, son.
Oh, this is so good. Y'all look, y'all. We, yeah, that's crazy. It. Before we get thrown up out of here. Yeah, that's time.
It's all
that's
good. Time. It's
so,
all
look,
good.
Yeah, I enjoy this. Absolutely. Franklin.
Absolutely.
You got anything else? We gave too many jewels.
That's a lot.
Too many jewels.
No, I mean.
Yeah.
Dude, give me pound. GimmePound.com.
Yep.
Hold on. What's you know this? What? I got one.
Oh, no.
Okay. I got just one. We don't keep it. Keep it. What? Throughout your whole career,
mm-hmm.
what was one thing you've been truly proud of?
This.
Like, yeah?
Yeah.
Swirl. Yeah. Swirl.
At what point was it like? So, like, for me, when I got on the show,
mm-hmm.
it wasn't until, like, after everything ended,
yeah.
and I was by myself,
mm-hmm.
shedding all those tears, and I was like, dang.
I was crying, which it was
that
okay.
was it.
It was okay.
That was it.
Yeah.
So, what point was that, like, I'm sitting in my car, close the door. Dang, this it.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
I do not want to cry right now, y'all.
That's beautiful.
I'm gonna get emotional.
That's beautiful.
It's all right. It's all right.
Oh gosh, I'm sorry. I don't want to cry now.
To see it come from another universe and then yeah. be in your hand.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people get stuck with leaving it in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And they never bring it to this realm.
Yeah.
They just let it sit up there and say, what if?
What if?
You did it. You broke through the fear. You broke through the doubt. You said, I'm going to do it. Whatever it come out, come out.
Yeah.
Swirls later, look where we at. Couple swirls, look where we at.
I think it was that day when I did the pop-up.
Mm.
When my fear of failure just left.
There's a lot of cause out there.
Because of the love that came through. Uh-huh. And I remember just, there was a table, the tables were full. I mean full, my mom came, my sisters came. The table was full when it was empty.
Wow.
And I'm standing there like, God, you did this, you did this. You showed me that I had something else to live for. You showed me I had something else to give, that I could be a blessing to other people through cake. Not uh-huh. just through singing, not uh-huh. just through performing, but actually doing something that's gonna bring people together to show how much they love each other, to show that family does still exist, because that's what that's about,
yep.
family. And I am so proud of myself for not only sticking with it, but just seeing how it has grown and seeing where it's going.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's been a couple of the moments when I'm sat in the car and I've cried. Uh-huh. When I go to the market, I talk to people all the time.
Yeah.
And it's just like, even when you don't feel like baking, even when you don't feel like getting up and cooking, it's the joy of putting those out and seeing people come by. Oh, you give me pound. Oh, girl, uh-huh. I love your stuff. Mm. You just a blessing.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just like, okay, God, I'm where I need to be.
Keyword joy.
I'll be honest with you, Kim. When
she said joy,
I knew that as long as you didn't give up, I knew you'd be good. It's like, as long as she didn't, because...
That's real. Gosh.
Like, I just knew, just in time, just getting to know you and seeing your growth and everything, I knew that I was like, if she doesn't give up, you know, nothing's going to stop her. I'll say that. So, yeah, it's good to see. You know, this is just fruits of your labor.
And to see him go from, well...
when you hear that well, I said, yo, that well, Bean said, that well done ran dry a long time ago. Uh-huh. Anytime somebody start with well, you know where, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And now she done went from well, Justin done went from well to now, oh man, boom. I got 200 orders.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I remember you used to say well.
All the time.
No, or it'd be the, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm baking all these cakes. I don't know if someone, I just want half of these gone. It's,
I love it.
It was, because I remember just talking to y'all and just going on the videos and talking to people and hearing their stories. And I'm sitting here like, what am I going to do? Where am I going to go? Where is this going? And Stro was like, Kim, you already got it. And I'm like, say that, but I don't believe it. So I have to do something. But looking at 6 years ago to where we are now, it's incredible.
Yeah.
Absolutely incredible.
Real quick.
He real quiet over here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He is real quiet.
Look, I saw him get halfway through. He was, I won't go say nothing.
Real quick.
Listen out, you don't get one.
My man busted it. 2, 3, 4, 5
Real quick. Tell him, Kim, somebody's on the, and it's not a shameless plug for coaching. I want you to get a coach. If you don't get me, get E.T., get Kendall, get somebody. But somebody's on the fence about really jumping out there and making an investment or saying, you know what, I need somebody to hold me accountable. And Pookie don't always work. Your sister may not always work, but you need somebody with a total non-biased lens saying, okay, this worked, that don't work. You need a mint, your breath hot. You know what I'm saying? Like real constructive criticism. Why should they not just keep doing it on their own, leaning on their own understanding, but going and linking up with someone that can really pull them to that next level?
Yeah. If you are sitting here on the fence about trying to figure out what it is exactly that you want to do, know that you already have it. Know that God has already blessed you with it. Start getting around like-minded people. Start seeing people who are doing better than you. That way you can learn. That way you can step out on faith and start taking control of your life, because God has so much more in store for you. Don't be afraid. He's already given it to you.
Come on.
All you got to do is put the works in. Faith without works is dead. You can't get anywhere if you're not willing to work on it. So go for it.
Yeah.
It's already yours.
And the queen has spoken. Shout out to her husband, wherever you at. And the family.
Fam.
Shout out to y'all. Damn. You want to say something to the boo, you know what I'm saying? Oh, we keep it spicy.
My boo.
Shout out to my wonderful husband, Ryan Knight. We celebrate 13 years of marriage.
Nice.
21 years of being together. Ooh, I love you. Yes, I thank you for being my support, my rock, and my heart. I love you so much. To my babies, Olivia and Cam.
Hey.
Mommy loves you, but y'all gotta stop eating my cake. Okay. Bless. Love y'all.
Nice. Eating up the.
And before we get about here, I just want to say that we want you to know that everything you touch is gonna turn to gold. We speak life over you. We speak life over your business, life over your family. Amen. Every single thing you touch is gonna turn to gold. Anyone who tries to oppose you will be as nothing. Mm-hmm. That's principle, right? Yeah. Anything that anyone that tries to speak against you will perish. You are going to win, and you'll continue winning.
Thank you.
All right, y'all.
Amen.
The dream is free, but the hustle's so separately. We out.